Frankie, new season is days away. In training, how are you seeing things at the minute?
We're seeing a lot of things progressing at the moment. It's really fun at training because we're sort of trying out new things. We're incorporating different things and it's exciting seeing everyone learning. It's exciting seeing myself learn. We were doing things in the shooting circle the other day and it was like a light bulb went off and Camilla and Kat just laughed. I was like, oh, I get it. Like, so I find it fun just learning stuff like that. So it's really good at the minute.
Having people like Karen on board as well, has she added a bit of sparkle to your game? Has she given you that boost?
Yeah, she has. I mean, she's such an amazing, fun person anyway. And just the way she plays is just so clinical. And it's brilliant to sort of have a front row seat and watching a, you know, player like Karen Bailey in training. And I do learn little bits off of her and everyone around. I like pick up little things and try and incorporate them into my game as well as my own unique attributes, etc.
Is the squad gelled pretty quickly?
Yeah, we have. Usually you see a lot of cliques breaking out, certain people only being able to work with certain people. But in our squad, we're all unique in a way, which is so exciting. But we have all clicked, we've all gelled, we all get on, we all have a laugh at training, but we all work really hard together. So it is a really nice setting at Mavs.
Good vibe around the place. And are you looking forward to getting things underway properly?
Do you know what? We were all saying this the other day that it's come round so quickly that we can't wait, but we're almost a bit like, no, we're running half time. Like, give us another few weeks just purely because it has come round so fast. I mean, I'm so excited to get it underway, and I like being in a team when the season is happening. I mean, I love pre-season and everything, but I feel like the team and the netball comes out of itself when you're going through matches and you come away and you talk about them after, and then the build up towards it, that's the best bit. So we're all really excited, obviously, but we're all a bit like, geez, it's come down quickly, hasn't it?
That first game as well, it's a bit of a trek against Dragons, but then thankfully a week later against Storm as well. So what do you make of Dragons?
I mean, Dragons are a great franchise, and I think the fact that they're so far away from us is like a test to us all, because obviously all the teams are going to be travelling and competing against such quality of players, and I definitely think Dragons have a quality set of players just like any other franchise. But I think the fact that they're so far away tests a lot of people as well, because when you travel it's a mental game, and I think they're a very mentally strong team, and the fact that they're very like tactile and stuff, if that makes sense. So I mean, I'm excited to compete against everyone. But I'm especially excited for the Dragons game because it's like the first one with my new team.
Tried the dress on and you look smart in it, so waiting to get things underway and pointing to your name on the back of the dress.
Yeah, exactly. Over-the-shoulder poses and all that.
Yay. What about Storm? Because they've obviously signed the likes of Charmaine and Ziggy. You'll know a lot of the squad from last year, so...
I mean, I'm not the only player who's moved. You know, I mean, like, look at Gabby. She's come from Thunder, and I think competing against Storm, I have so much respect and love for the girls. I mean, even when we played them in the preseason, there was no awkwardness there. There was no, like, hostility or anything. And they've signed such amazing players, like Siggy and Charmaine. They're lovely girls. They're very talented. So there is no hostility there at all. It's still love and, you know, excitement for them to get their season underway as well. So, I mean, I'm really excited to play against Storm, especially at our new venue for me as a Mavericks player. So it'll be exciting to play against my old team with my new team, but, you know, it's still the same game. It's still netball.
Yeah, it's one of the rare sports where there's a lot of respect, no matter whether or not you move on, and there's hardly any resentment there for people having to move.
Yeah, I think because it's a team sport and everyone is unique in their own sense, but everyone's gone through the same thing. You know, everyone has to be in a certain position to get to the next bit. So I think that's why a lot of people are like, well, there's not really much resentment, because you have to make moves in order to get certain places. And I think everyone just completely understands that and respects that. I personally don't think there's any point in having hostility or like judging someone on a move, because if that's the move they have to make, then that's the move they have to make. And I do feel that's a big feel for our netball community.
Benicoss Mavs as well, they're going to be playing some games, home games at least, at the University of Essex. Have you been there yet? Have you seen what the facilities are like?
No, but I was talking to Kat last night and she was literally saying how excited she is. It's amazing. And the way she was describing it just sounded so exciting. There's lots of seating, you know, the court's amazing. There's lots of facilities for us, and, you know, it's not like opposition and our fans won't enjoy it as well. Like, it's just a big electric event venue, so I'm really excited to get there and get myself into that environment.
It's getting the game out as well to a bit of a wider audience as well for you.
Yeah, which is really exciting because, you know, the more people we can get there, the better. So the bigger the venues we can get our hands into, the better.
Are things going well for uni team at the moment? I have to admit, I did see the fact that you beat Surrey 105-36. Yeah. Did you have anything to do with that?
I did play. I played three quarters. So, you know, but I'm not the only person on the court. There's seven people on the court and there's 12 or 13 in our squad. So it was a massive effort from everyone. We did have some great moments when we like scored the 100th goal. I had to be quite like subtle in my little cheer, but it was like a yes, we did it.
Oh, was it you that did it? Even
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I think I scored the 100th one, but I was trying to do like a real subtle, like woohoo.
Things are looking good. I suppose you just can't wait for it to get started with the season days away now. Have you got a plan for the season? Just keep on getting stronger?
Yeah, just keep on getting stronger, you know. Put your head down and put the work in and it will show throughout the season. I'm just excited to work with the team. It never feels like, you know, there's the seven or there's the eight who play and then there's everyone around it. There is so much talent in our team that anything can happen, and I'm just excited to keep my head down, listen to what my coaches are saying, listen to what my teammates around me are saying, and just be the best option for my team whenever I can.